Okay, the Yikar I wanted to spend time on is Lassi B'Shia B'Sefer Ba'inis. But before that, there's a very interesting Shaila that the Piskei Tshuva brings. It's printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Shaila of Shaymer Shemassel Shaymer, which connects a little bit to what we spoke about. The Maisa Shahaya was the following. Somebody purchased a large number of Esraigim, big box of Esraigim, and he went to a Bala Agala, and he told the Bala Agala to transport the Esraigim to his wife in their hometown, and his wife was selling Esraigim for Sukkot. So he went to the Bala Agala and he told the Bala Agala to transport the Esraigim. They have to get there for Sukkot. Bala Agala was busy season, so he hired someone, he hired a sachir, a hired person, to drive his wagon to the next town. He loaded up the wagon and he hired the sachir to make the deliveries in the next town. What happened is that the Esraigim were never delivered to the woman. Baragola says, look, I hired somebody and he just never delivered it. And I think they were delivered to the wrong town. It says they delivered to the wrong place. I guess they didn't have a tracking number in those days. And didn't get there. And now it's after Sukkot. And the Balo Esraigim is Teveya, the Balo Agola, he says, you have to pay me my hefsid. The Esraigim not worth anything now. The Esraigim after Sukkot is not worth anything. So you will mafsid me your, I don't know, it was a Shia, or it was the name of Aveda, whatever it was, certainly wasn't Inus. So he says, you have to pay me back the value of the Esraigim that I gave you to watch. So what does the Balo Agola say? He says, not my fault, I gave it to the Sachir. And the Sachir failed to deliver it. Go take the Sachir to it in Tyre. Who's tired? Why?
Because at the end of the day, I made a deal with you. And
Shem is tired. So you mean? Shem 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 Well, it's merchandise that has a shara shuk. If I have something that has a value, and you damage it. So that was part of the shara. So there were two parts. There are two parts to the shara. The Bala Agala said that I should be potter for two reasons. First of all, I gave it to the sachir. And go have your dintar with the sachir. And second of all, I'll return the esraigim to you now. Harishalach l'fanecha. With such a gemara, the gemara says that if a yid took another yid's chametz and he held it over Pesach, and now it's asa b'hanah, if he returns it to him, he could say harishalach l'fanecha. He can say, look, I have to return the gezeila, I stole it from you. I'm giving it back to you. It's worth nothing. But if I'm a kaima hashava of what you gave me, so then I'm returning it to you. Even though it seems to be unfair. But as I say, pecham is to such a din. So the Bala Agala had two times. His first time was La Baltavar Didiyat. Go to the Sachir. He's the one that messed up. And the second taina is Harei shalcha lefanecha. I want to return the esregin to you, and when they come back, I'll give it back to you. Harei shalcha lefanecha. Those were his two times. So the second time has nothing to do with our sunya. Let's deal with the harei shalcha lefanecha first, which Pesach Tshuva deals with first, and then we'll get to the shayles negei our sunya. And the time of harei shalcha lefanecha, I want to return the esregin. What do you say? If I steal your esrog before Sukkot and I give it back to you after Sukkot, it's a pretty good deal. I take your esrog for you before Sukkot, I steal it for 10 days, and I return it. Harei shalcha lefanecha. Chayam pater. There's a difference. The difference between the chametz case and the esrog case, the difference is, in the chametz case, I stole from you, whatever it has to be, it can't be bread, but it'll spoil. Let's say I stole from you a keg of beer. It's chametz. So the keg of beer is worth $50. So I stole it from you. Pesach passed. Now I say, Harei shalcha lefanecha, I'm giving you back a keg of beer. The keg of beer has a shara shuk. It's still $50 in the shuk. So there, the Gemara says a chiddush, you could say, Harei shalcha lefanecha, even though it's asa v'hanah. Alright, so the day lots of shemayim, you have to satisfy him. But a dine mamin, I could say, Harei shalcha lefanecha, I stole this keg of beer, I'm returning the keg of beer. He says, Mashenka by the Esraigim. When I stole the Esraigim or I took away the Esraigim from you, they had a shara shok of $50 an esrog. Now that I'm returning it to you, the shara shok of the Esraigim I'm returning is nothing. What's an esrog gift to pay? So you can't find somebody if the sukkahs. You can't find anybody to buy an esrog gift to sukkahs. What? So by oyisahano, the physical mitzias of the thing is the same. The sahano, so the physical esrog is the same. So what the Nachasvi says is not true. We always look at objects by the shara shok. We look at things by shara shok. No, the physical shara shuk of the chametz, physically it has a shara shuk of whatever it's worth.
So the physical value esrog went up, so now
the
physical
went
down.
An esrog
is not worth
much,
it's a regular fruit.
But lamais it's sellable, but you could sell it. What's in it is why, you could sell it.
So the chametz kitzah.
Chametz.
Kitzah,
physical chametz I could sell. The Surya Noah, you say, should be a reason that I can't, that it's called I can't say. Well, the chiddush of Harei shalcha lefanecha is that we don't look at the Isurim, which is a chiddush. We don't look at the Isur, we look at the thing itself. And he's tiding that on the Esraigim, it's different because on the Esraigim, the Shar Shuk of the Esraigim changed. So the Esraigim, they became different Esraigim. They became nice Esraigim. Now they're fruits, they're not Esraigim. It's like a grama. No, if I would lock it up in a chinami, but the mice, I took it from you, and I didn't return it. No, if let's say you would have apples, and I would lock it up, you can't get to them, and they spoil. So I'm only a grama. Let's say you have apples, I take it from you to deliver, and then I fail to deliver it, and it spoils. Then I'm a shomer that's chayiv. I'm a shomer, and I failed in my shmira. So his taina is that this is called something happening. Esri from before Sukkot to after Sukkot, let's call something happened to him. That's his taina. You could argue, like you, there's arguing that nothing happened. The physical Esri, nothing physically happened to him. Nothing physically happened. Generally not. Generally, by Hashavas Gezela, if the thing is around, you're not responsible for the Shara Shuk. As long as you return it. I'll tell you the truth. He has a bit of an arichas on this inyan, which I skimmed over to get to the part that's negeh to us. I don't remember the Azariah to it. I do remember from Sukkot's time, seeing a tshuva, maybe it was an Yom Tov, about someone who stole an esrog and wants to return it after Sukkot, if he could say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha, I think this is, it's discussed, what the Shaka Vitaria, this prat is, I'm not sure. The whole Harei Shalach Lefanecha Vayde is a chiddush, so he's trying to say that the whole Harei Shalach Lefanecha is a chiddush, Dai Lecha, in the case where Chazal said the chiddush, more than in the case where Chazal didn't say the chiddush. He's trying to make such a hagdara.
Isn't this a problem with the shiva?
Of what?
Is an Isra Noah? There is no value to it? Even if everyone said
that
there's a value to it,
the Isra Noah. Shim is aside, that something Isra Noah creates the Metzias, that it has no value. So by Chometz, it should be the same thing. Tiny good. So Elamai, as long as you return the physical thing, it's good enough. So then by Esrog, you're saying the same thing. As long as I return the physical thing, it should be good enough. I don't know. I'm not sure. If I take your Esrog and I put a pin through it, I make a hole all the way through to the other side, I pull out my pin, do I have to pay you? Huh? It's a physical hezek. So I can't say Harei Shalach Lefanecha the Sharet. Because I changed it. All right. Yeah, there I changed it. Yeah, I changed it. All right, I hear. The first prat needs to be before. Let's see if the second prat you like. I don't know. It's also that's the one I wanted to get to. Somehow the first part I understood better because the whole Harei Shalach Lefanecha is a chiddush. So someone limits it, you understand it. But all right, you have a taina. The taina is that I'm returning the same as Reagan. Okay, and the first part we'll have to put aside. Let's try to answer you. Let's see the second part if you like. He also says a chiddush. The second part, parts negatas. The inyan of shami shemasal shami. So, how do we start with shami shemasal shami? I go to a bala gola, and I tell him, transport the box of esrogim to the next town. The bala gola takes his worker, and he gives his worker, didn't just give him esrogim, he gave him a whole wagon full of stuff to deliver with a bunch of addresses. I mean, I don't think it matters, but the case was, the Bala Gola said, you didn't tell me that these Esrogim have to go to this place. He said, you didn't tell me. Right. It's time, I don't think it's Negel, what we're talking about, which is the first person. So here you have the first Shomer. He gave it over to a Sachin. Is that a case of Shomer Shemosel Shomer Chayiv? The halacha is, we pass in like Rabbi Yechonon, Shem Shemas L'Shem is Chayiv. So if I gave it to a Bala Gola, he's my Shomer. He's a Shomer Sofer, right? And he gave it over to a worker to transport, to a driver. So first of all, if Shem Shemas L'Shem is Chayiv, so case closed, there's no complicated tshuva on the Indian. Shem Shemas L'Shem is Chayiv, so he's Chayiv. So obviously, there's some reason that this is not Shem Shemas L'Shem. The reason is that both Tzedadim and this Shiloh agree that it's normal, apparently it was normal in those days for a Bala Gola, you go to a car service, so he gives it to one of his drivers. So it was a normal thing for a Bala Gola to give it to someone. The same as B'nai Beisai. Just like if you give it to someone in his house, he can lead B'nai Beisai to watch it. So that part of it seems there's no arguing about. The Bala Gola, to give it to a driver, that's a normal thing for him to do. So there's no din of Shem Shemos L'Shem Echayiv here. So that's the Bala Gola's taina, that he gave it to a driver, it's a normal thing. So Shem Shemos L'Shem, in the case that's Pater. In the case of Rabbi Yechon, it's Maida Terav, that you're Pater. So Memela, I'm off the hook. He writes that the Rav of that sent him to Shiloh passed him that way. He said he should be Pater. The Shomer Shemos L'Shem in a case that's Mutter. The first Shomer gave it to the second Shomer in a way that's perfectly okay. So La Baldvar Didiat. You should be able to, if you hold that it's a Siluk, they can be Masalf himself a Gamri. So he's added a picture. Now you go from the Baldin to the Sach. Comes the Pesach Tshuva with the Chiddush why this case should be different, and why here the first driver should be the balagola, should be chayiv, and he can't say I'm a shem shem aslo shem apatim. His chiddush is the following. It's actually based on the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday, but not enough. Yesterday's Rambam said if a shem isacha gives a shem echinam, so then the shemer who gave it is still chayiv. It was pasha, he gave it to someone a lower level. Now here in this case, the chayiv is not a lower level. Because the first balagola is a shem isacha, and the second balagola is also a shem isacha, so chayiv is no difference. He says there is one very big difference. If I hire a worker to do work for me, is he allowed to quit in the middle of the work? Then is. That's a good one. He could quit. Except. Davar Aved, if he causes damage, it causes a hazard. A person can't quit if, when I give him the job to do, he agrees to do it. He has to accept it from me. But once he accepts it from me, he can't quit if it's going to cause a davar aved. He can't quit in the middle of the job if it's going to cause a loss. When I gave, the says the Bala Esregim, gave the Esregim to the Bala Hagol, and it has to get there for Sukkot, or else there's going to be a hefsid. At that point, where it'll become a hefsid if he quits, because it won't get there in time, there's an issue on him to quit. Because he got something which he knew was a davar aved. Hayais, he knew it was a davar aved. His Kabbalah Sachrayis was a Kabbalah Sachrayis of a pile, Shaini Yachalazabai, of a pile that can't change, can't back out. That was his Kabbalah Sachrayis. When the Bala Agala gave it to the Sachir, he didn't tell him these are Esregim. It's a davar aved. He said the case was he loaded his wagon, he put in all the boxes, and every box was done had an address on it. And he said, drive to the next town and deliver it. The second sachir, his Kabbalah was also a shem sachir, but it was a lower level of schirus than the first person. It was a lower level of Kabbalah Sachrayis than the first person. The first person knew that it was a Davar Aved. His Kabbalah Sachrayis was Negeder of Davar Aved. The second driver, he could have quit in the middle. He wasn't a Kabbal to be a pile of a Davar Aved. This fully knew it was not a Davar Aved. It was a regular delivery, which is not a Davar Aved.
He didn't know it was a
Sreigen. He didn't know it was a Sreigen. So therefore, Zakt Fischei Tshuva, where the Kabbalah Sachrayis of the first Shomer is more than the Kabbalah Sachrayis of the second Shomer, there it falls into the Rambam's category of Shomer Sachar Shemasal Shomer Chinam. We gave it to an inferior Shomer. If a better Shomer gives it to a worse Shomer, then it's Pshia. Whatever the explanation, we have to go into the explanations of it. But Lamaisa, it's a pshia. The Rambam's Lashon is a pshia on his chayim. And he gave it over to a second person. He lowered the shmira. So the first person is still chayiv. The frat, he says, in this case, where that's taka what caused the hefsid. The hefsid was that it wasn't delivered on time. The second sachir could still deliver it. He still didn't spoil. He could still deliver it. Just now there's no purpose in delivering it. So that change in shmira is what caused the hefsid. So it's a chap of the pisa tshuva that in that case taka shemer shemasal shemer by a pile is potter. If I give it over to a worker who's working for me and he knows what it is, he's exactly the same shemer. It's potter. The chap that he has is that the second shemer is a smaller shmira than the first shemer, and since the second shemer is a smaller shmira than the first, so then Yechayiv, certainly in this case, with a difference in Shmira between the first and the second, is what caused the Hefsi. It's what caused the Hefsi. The second Shaima didn't know. that it's a davar aved. Had he known it's a davar aved, maybe it would have been a different story. He would have been careful to deliver it. So that's the chap of the tshuva, the pesachei tshuva, which is a comes out. There's another rule to attach to our din in Hashem Shemas L'Shem. When we finish the sugya, Hashem Shemas L'Shem, we walk away with klalim. Basically, the klal that Hashem Shemas L'Shem is chayiv. We have five cases that we went through where Hashem Shemas L'Shem is potter, by Rogil and by Bnei Beisai, and Tosis's cases, and where he's what was the other case? We had a machlekes if he's in Adam Neman, machlekes Tosis in the Rosh, and the second verse is Neman Yosem in Arish. In a case, there are cases where Hashem Shemas L'Shem is potter. But in those cases, Shem Shemas Shem is Potter, we also had an exception. Shem Esach, Shem Asa, Shem Echinam goes back to being Chayiv. And Huadin, the Pesachei Tshuva wants to say in this case, and that's his tshuva.
It has to be that sort of passage.
By the case of giving it to the mother, he's also lower. So that the ritva is mesupik. If you give it to a shemichinam, he gives it to Bnei Beisai, that's certainly equal. When the first one's a shemesachar and he gives it to Bnei Beisai, the ritva is mesupik taka. If that applies,
even if they're equal, it's still not the same shiva.
But that time the Gemara says is not true. Because the Gemara says if I give it to you, you can give it to Bnei Beisa, even though I don't know who they are. So that time, if you want to be Makbid, you should have said so. You know I give it to Bnei Beisa. So that time is not a time. Rather, in this Pesachei Tshuva, Pesachei Tshuva's long pieces are called Nachlas Tzvi, printed them separately under the title Nachlas Tzvi. He's Mesupi, he's done. If you give it to someone as a Shem Esachar, and he gives it to Bnei Beisai, but he knows the Ritva. He knows the Ritva. You give it to someone, he's a Shem Esachar. Now he wants to give it to his child to watch, Bnei HaGadol. But he's thinking, 1 minute, the Ritva says it's a promise. You know what I'll do? What are you going to do? If you want to be potter, what do? You pay your son, the Sechiris. You go over to your son, you say, I'll make you a Shem Esach, I'll give you $5 and you watch it. Well, Chayre, that's for sure good. See, he says, 1 minute, maybe not. Because the whole heter of giving it to Bnei Beisai is everyone knows, if I give it to you, everyone knows you're going to give it to Bnei Beisai to watch. So that's true. Everyone knows, I give it to you, give it to Bnei Beisai to watch. But not everyone knows that if I give it to you as a Shem Esachar, you're going to pay your children to watch it. That doesn't fall under the rule that everyone knows, so you're allowed to do it. Because not everyone pays their children to watch it. So he's done in this piece, whether that tachtavara, whether that would be, would that even be, would be a head. Okay, Akoponim, these are the rules of Shem Shemas L'Shemer. And with all the lumdisin, at least the basic rules we should walk away with, we should chazer over a few times to remember the basic a klolim of Shem Shemas L'Shem. Okay, we talk now about the second topic, the topic of Tchilasei B'Pshia V'Sefer Ba'inus, which has two places in our sugya, Tosis on the Yomid Aleph and the Gemara on the Yomid Beis. Tchilasei B'Pshia V'Sefer Ba'inus, as I told you yesterday, is a Shas sugya. It appears in Hilchis Gittin, in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis, by Ines Begitin, it appears in Hilchis Arachayim, by davening, someone who's Tchilasei B'Pshia Sefer Ba'inus, if it gets to daven. It appears in Hilchis Nedarim, it appears in Chasher Mishpat. Let's try to first understand just Rav Hanan's explanation of Tosfos, and then after we try to understand our Tosfos, which I guess is our first order of the day, What we'd like to do with the Shas Sugya is after that, after we'll swallow what Rabbi Chanan says, now go to the Shas Sugya and see if it helps us understand like the bigger Sugya of Tchilas HaMashiach B'Sefer Bayis. So let's go a step at a time. What Tchilas HaMashiach B'Sefer Bayis, what's it in? Tchilas HaMashiach B'Sefer Bayis is Chayiv. We paskin. What's the case? Tchilas HaMashiach B'Sefer Bayis? So the Gemara has a case, and later in the Perek, you give me something to watch. I put it into a tent. The funny thing, the Gemara says that tent is considered safe for Geneva, but a danger for fire. Nowadays, it would probably be just the opposite. If you give something to watch, and I go and I put it in a tent out in the woods, so I would say for fire it's safe. Nowadays, people have flashlights, they don't make fires. And for Geneva, it's not safe. Let's talk about a case that we understand better, our case. You give me something to watch, and I put it in a tent, I put it out, in a, I put it in my cubby in the bunk. It's safe for fire, it's a good shmira for fire, but it's not a good shmira for Geneva, because it's left out in the open. It says, Tchilase b'pshia, the Gabi Geneva had no right to put it there. I should have left it in my pocket. And but what ended up happening is there was taka fire, and it got destroyed through a fire. So it's tchilasi b'pshia. I took the thing you gave me to watch, and I put it in a not safe place. For geneva, I'm a pesheya. For seifa bainis, and lamaisa got destroyed through something which nowadays a regular building is not. It's safe for fire. So it was tchilasi b'pshia for seifa bainis. The halacha is that the Shomer is Chayiv. We pass it because of Shia B'Sefer Bayis is Chayiv, not only by Shmira, but by Mazik also. If I Mazik you, which would seem to mean that if I go to your house and I leave your front door wide open and the right visible from the street is your, whatever it is, your bicycle is right there, and I go to your house, I leave the front door wide open, so I'm a Peshaya on the Hezek of your bicycle, and then there's a fire that destroys the bicycle. So I think it seems that you're chayiv. Chilasim shia sefer bayis is chayiv. It's chayiv on shmira. It's chayiv on mazik. I didn't look in Shulchan Aruch, but Rabbi Chana, when he brings Taisvis, I think he says shita satayis to kaim alon kavosei. I think he says kaim alon kavosei. Taisvis says 1 minute. When is Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Sefer Bayinis Chayiv? Only if my Pshia had something to do with the Aynis. If there was some sort of a connection from my Pshia to your loss. For example, the case on Dachman Beis. I took your item and I put it in a tent. And the tent is considered safe from Geneva. Not safe from fire. That was the case there. And it was stolen. It was stolen. Lamaisa, if I wouldn't have left it in the tent, it wouldn't have been stolen from there. If Lamaisa, if I had left it in my house or in my pocket, it wouldn't have been stolen. So my pshia had something to do with the einus. My leaving it there had something to do with the fact that it was stolen. Sometimes it says the only case, tchilasa b'shia b'saifa b'ainus is chayiv. Where there's some level of connection, even a small connection, of tchilasa b'pshia to saifa b'ainus. If I leave the front door of your house open and anybody could steal the bike and instead nobody stole it but there was an electric shortage and the house burnt down, the bike burned. So Tysis, I'm potter. My pshia had nothing to do with your anus. The door was open, the door was closed. It didn't change anything. My maisa had zero to do with your anus. So Tysis, that type of tchilasi b'pshia b'sefer bayinis is potter. Svara, I think we all could appreciate such a svara. I left the door open. It's got nothing to do with what happened. So b'meila, that's tchilasi b'pshia b'sefer bayinis. That's potter zaktaisvus. The only time tchilasi b'pshia b'sefer bayinis is chayiv is in a case where it has some type of connection to the damage that was done. That tachem divrei atasvus. The Rif disagrees. The Rif and the Ramban hold, no, Tchilasi b'pshia seifa b'ainis is chayiv, period. doesn't matter. It did cause, it didn't cause. Chilase v'pshiyah v'saifah v'ayin eschayiv. Period. That's the klal. What's the svara? Let's start with the riff. What's the svara of the riff? Why, I leave your front door, your house open, why should I be responsible what happened to your bicycle? Why should I be responsible? It's not very big chiddush. It's knas? No, it's mikra adin. Chesh yosef is ikra adin. It's a punishment for being a pshia.
What if I neglected in my spirit? So
why do you have to use the word knas? Why don't you just say, once I'm pshia, I'm responsible for it. I was pesheya with your. I was pesheya with your item. I did a pshia on your item. The pshia itself is mechayev. I have to pay.
So
maybe I could say. So Rabbi Chanan learns in the Rif that when I'm pesheya, I'm chayiv. My pshia is mechayiv. I'm responsible. I did a pshia. I'm responsible. You gave me an animal. He said, don't bring, take it in a bika, take it in a har. If I take it in a bika, I'm already chayiv to pay. If nothing happens, why don't I pay? Teretz says, I do pay. My payment is, I give it back to you. If I'm pshia with your bike, nothing happens to the bike, so I'm responsible. But I'm giving it back to you. If I leave the house and your door open, I'm responsible for your bicycle. If I go back to the house and I lock the door, so now I returned the pshia. I returned it. So I did pay you back. The Rif learns that chilasi b'pshia b'saifi ba'inis is pshat, that the initial pshia is the mechayiv. What's mechayiv me is the pshia. Pshia creates an assumption of chiyuv, the state of chiyuv. And it creates such a matzav of chiyuv, so that chiyuv remains. If later on I return it to you, I'm off the hook. If I don't return it to you, even if it's nanas, I'm chayiv. Why? Not because it's nanas. I'm chayiv because of the pshia. I'm chayiv because of the ma'aseh pshia, which creates a chiyuv. That's how he explains the Rif. It's a mechudish take a step to say that you're chayiv because of the pshia. Not because of the damage of the aynis, but because of the ma'aseh pshia. But on the other hand, it's mistaver that if I'm pesheya, I become responsible. I'm sharing your thing, I become responsible for it. So the ma'aseh, I have responsibility. That's svara sarif. Okay, make sure you understand the svaras, because we're going to come back to it to try to apply it to other cases. So again, the rif holds, the pshia is the mechayiv. So as long as I don't return it later, the pshia is the mechayiv. What does Tosis hold? Tosis holds the pshia is not the mechayiv, because if it gets burnt in a fire, I'm not responsible. So the pshia is not the mechayiv; that doesn't create a chiyuv. So Tosis holds that when I'm pesheya, it creates what Rabbi Chanan calls a bekayach. Bekayach means the consequences. The consequences of the pshia, I'm responsible for. I'm not chayiv for the pshia itself. But I'm chayiv for any consequence of the pshia. I had no right to do the pshia. So, what? The pshia itself, it creates a chiyuv, but I don't have to pay at the time I'm pshia. I leave your front door open. It's not pshat I owe you a bike right now. Right now I don't owe you a bike. But I'm chayiv for the consequences of leaving the door open. Leaving the door open, assuming it's a ma'aseh hezek, maybe you can tell me it's a grama and it's not, so then I'll be potter. That's a bad example. But assuming opening your front door to the street is a bari hezek, and let's say it is a case of ma'aseh. So I leave the front door open, I'm responsible for the bike. Now that I'm responsible for the bike, I don't have to, the riff holds, I have a chiyuv right now. Tosis holds, no, I'm not chayiv now. The bike is still in your rishus. I'm chayiv for the consequences of my pshia. Even if the consequences are einsim, I'm chayiv for the consequence.
Not
or It's not a knas. It's an ikar dikar din chiyamam. If I am pesheya on your thing, I take your animal bibika. I have no right to take a bibika. So I'm responsible for the consequences of taking a bibika. If there's a consequence of my pshia, I'm chayiv. If it's not a consequence of my pshia, if the animal goes in a mountain, it gets overheated. So it's not because I took it in the mountain. In the valley, Koshkin, it would have gotten overheated. Then I'm poker. It's not a consequence of what I did. If it is a consequence of what I did, I'm chayiv. If it's not, I'm poker. That's Shitas Tosfos. That's the Svara of Tosfos. Probably the Tosfos that Devil Posh it this way. That the chiyuv is, Joseph Shir Sebaris, is a chiyuv for the consequence of your action, for the results of your action. And many nafkaminas, for example, according to the Rif, the chiyuv is from the Shas Pshia. According to Tosfos, the chiyuv is from the Shas Hezek, the Shas damage. Be a nafkamina, let's say the person who did the pshia died between the pshia and the aynis. He died somewhere in between. Is it called a hischaivus, a shibur on his nechasim, or not? If you hold that it's b'shas pshia, that is chayiv, that is nechasim on the shubid to pay for it, b'shas pshia. If you hold, this chiyuv comes because of the time of the damage. Maybe you could argue that it's still attached to the ma'aseh pshia. But pashtus, if the chiyuv is because of the time of the damage, so then he's potter. Just like a person who sets something into motion that causes damages after he dies, he's potter. So the same thing here will be potter. So these are the two ways to learn. So you have a machlaikis, why tchilasi b'pshia v'seifi b'ayin is eschayiv, either because it's a consequence of your action, which is a more pashto way to learn, like Tosfos, or even if it's not a consequence of your action, the pshia itself is the machayiv. This is Rabbi Chanan's two mahalchim, which I think are pretty klar. I don't think it's big kilpul creating new ideas. I think it's something you can explain on a very simple level. Understand philosophy of Sefer Bavos. Now, we take Rabbi Chanan and we go back to the main sugya of Tchilah, the Shas sugya of Tchilah Sefer Bavos. The Shas sugya is, as I said, comes up in half a dozen places, and no place tzeichensu the other sugya. You don't find in Shas a cross reference. For example, the Gemara brings it to the Sefer Vayinus. So what does it say on the side? It says Lekaman Daf Membeis. It doesn't say it's Shaykh to Brachis or it's Shaykh to Nedarim. Somehow they're separate sugyas and Shas, and we have to see how to understand how it works together. The way we paskin, there seems to be a stira in Psak. Of course, the Achilukim, we have to figure out the Chiluk. Is there three places in Shulchan Aruch, four places in Shulchan Aruch, where it's mentioned? In Chayshe Mishpat, by Dinei Mazik, we pass it, Chilase B'Pshia, V'Seifei Ba'inis, is Chayiv. Okay? By Hilchus Mazik, by Hilchus Shomer, Chilase B'Pshia, V'Seifei Ba'inis, is Chayiv. In Aruch Chayiv, in Simin Kuf Ches, where it talks about davening, and if you miss a davening, you're allowed to pay tashlumin. You're allowed to, if you miss shachris, you daven two minchas, and miss mincha two maris, miss marav two shachris. You have tashlumin for shachris, mincha, marav. That's only if you're not a pesheya. If you're a pesheya, someone's a pesheya, he knows he didn't have a mincha. But, you know, it's the ninth inning, and about the ninth, and he doesn't go to daven. He's a pesheya. So people argue that's an aimus. He's a pesheya, so he can't daven teshlumin. The pesheya doesn't daven teshlumin. He lost it. The truth, you don't get a teshlumin. What happens if he's tchilasei b'pshia v'seifei ba'inus? Tchilasei b'pshia v'seifei ba'inus. He had an opportunity to daven mincha early. let's say, I'm not saying he could have traveled to an early mincha, but let's say he was mamasha pesheya, in his office, they have a mincha. And when they had the mincha, he figured I'd have a mincha later. See, he was pesheya on the first mincha. We could have him later. And later on, he was nenas. When it came the time to actually daven mincha, he's an einus. He's an einus, whatever it is. Let's say it's a, for sure an einus. Okay, so you could argue. Let's say he's a doctor and he went atzava and he went in the emergency pool and he missed mincha because he is the isaac of the prof nefashis. Can he daven teshlumi? He's tfilasi b'pshia b'seifa b'einus. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're an einus. Tfilasi b'pshia b'seifa b'einus has a din einus. And you could daven teshlum. So right away, we have a chilek between Hilchis Mazik and Hilchis Nazikin and Hilchis Davening, where Tchilasa B'Pshia B'Saifa B'Ainis, by Choshen Ishmael is considered a Pshia, by Erechayim is considered an Ainis. I was Pshi in the beginning.
So what?
Well, why we don't give Tashlumin to someone who has a Pshi?
No, normally, it would be possible. The reason why they had was
even though the Hezek came, I'm not. You didn't fulfill your Shmira, I understand. The question is if you have to pay.
I don't do my job.
Let's see. What you're saying, you can say two ways. We'll see. It's a little darker stick. Let me just tell you a third and a fourth case. Okay, we'll take one for Chayshim Mishpat, one for Arachayim, one for Yeredeya, and one for Ebenez. Okay? Chayshim Mishpat says Chayim. The case in Arachayim says Pater. Case in Eben Ezer is the case in the beginning of Ksuvis. In this beginning. Where a man gives a woman a get, al-menos, if I don't come back, I don't return in 30 days. It should be chal a get. And he's a pesheya. For 29 days, he's a pesheya. He says, let it be a get, I don't care, I'm not going back. And the 30th day, he decides he wants to come back. So he heads back, and he has a delay. Paskin Abra, the Gemara says, the bridge falls down, he can't come back. So he's Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa B'Ainis. So the halachi is, the Gemara there calls that Ainis B'Yayim Achrayim. He's Ainis of the last minute. And there we, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, we paskin that they have Ainis. That's considered there, Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa B'Ainis, how to use the word Pshia, because he had a choice, but it means he's Ainis B'Yayim Achrayim. He's Ainis at the last minute. Over there, we paskin Ainis B'Yayim Achrayim is an Ainis, just like by Erechai. So Erechayim, by davening and by gittin, we paskin that Chilasim Shia V'Saifa B'Ainis is an Ainis. Chayshim Mishpat, we paskin Chilasim Shia V'Saifa is a Pshia. Yeredeya, what? Where? By
gittin.
The case of the get, Eben Ezer, is a case where, see, it's not called Pshia, because he's a ladder way. But it means in the beginning he's not coming was because he didn't want to come. The last minute he was an Inus. Is that an Inus? Is an Inus? It's really the same shayla as us. Is that an Inus? Is this an Inus? An earthquake swallowed up, an earthquake swallowed it up. So I'm an Inus. Why am I not an Inus? Because earlier I was not an Inus, so now I'm not an Inus. It can't be an Inus in the last minute. Right? It's exactly it's the same thing. Is it the same?
I'm
the word is not, you're going with your mindset of Knas. We're not considering him. We're trying to make a judgment. Is this an Inus? An earthquake swallowed up something. Am I an Inus? What?
For sure,
but, so why is it an Inus by Mammon? If I'm watching something, an earthquake swallowed it up, it's for sure an Inus. Why am I chayiv? Teretz is here not innocent at the last minute, but you're Pshaya earlier.
I'm going to say this out here. I'm going to see how it's
Pshaya. All right, let's see if you like the fourth case. The last, fourth case is Yaredeya. Someone swears that he's going to do something within 10 days. And 9 days, he doesn't do it. The 10th day, he's anonymous. It's interesting, there the Shulchan Aruch brings a Machlaikis Rishayim. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him. It brings a Machlaikis Rishayim. The Shita Hassan the Muki Yosef is that he's considered to be an Inus. If for 9 days he didn't do it, and the 10th day he was an Inus, he's considered an Inus. And the Sefer HaGuda holds that it's the Pshia. If for 9 days he didn't do it, you have it in Pesheya. So there, this is in Yeridaya Simur Reish Lamed Beis. The Sifyud Beis. It brings a Machlaikis. So any Masechta you're learning, that you talk about Tehillat Bishiyah V'Sefer Bainus, whether you're learning Subis, or Bava Kama, which is the main Sugya, or later in Amafkid, the effort is made to try to reconcile all these cases. Obviously, you need two mahalachim. You need one mahalach according to the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef holds that the Arachayim, Eben Ezra, and Yaredeya cases are all Einis, and the Chayshim Mishpa case is Pshia. The Sefer Aguda holds that Arachayim and Eben Ezra cases are Einis, and the Chayshim Mishpa and Yaredeya cases are both Pshia. So you need some way of answering it with two mahalchim, which if the two mahalchim fit Rebbe Chana's two mahalchim, would be very geschmack. Explaining therefore. Okay, one of the, there are two basic mahalchim on how to answer it. One mahalach is I believe this is in the truth of some cipher. He's mechalik between areas where a person is mechuyev lezruzei nafshe. A person is obligated to be mezaris himself. He's mechuyev to do it right away. And areas where you're not mechuyev to do it right away. Things that you have a responsibility immediately, you're a pesheya, pshia, b'shem pshia, that you did something wrong. So then, the chiyuv remains even for the aynis. Which means, very similar, you take Rabbi Chanan's pshat in the rif. Rabbi Chanan's pshat in the rif was what? That the pshia creates a chiyuv. That's why Tchilas HaBashiyah B'Sefer Bainus is Chayah, because the Pshia creates the Chiyuv. If you go with this Mahalach, that the Pshia creates the Chiyuv, then it's unique to Mammon. The Pshia creates the Chiyuv. On Pesheya, on your Pekadon, on your bicycle, that creates a Chiyuv. Now I have to pay. Let's go to the other three cases. It makes no sense in the other three cases to say the Pshia creates a Chiyuv. Davening. But Pesheya, I didn't daven the first, I have 6 hours to daven, the first 5 hours I didn't daven. Does that create a Chiyuv Tashlumin? It doesn't create a Chiyuv Tashlumin. I don't have to repay you. I'm Chayiv something because I didn't daven the first 5 hours. Have I davened in the sixth hour? Is something wrong? Well, much of Klai Yisrael davens, probably most of Klai Yisrael davens mincha at the end of this month. Unfortunately, Shachris also. A lot of people, but it's a normal thing to do. You're not chayiv tashlumi because of the beginning. Well, in this beginning, I'm chayiv in gittin because the first 29 days I didn't come. That creates a chiyuv. Doesn't create a chiyuv. The chiyuv is on the 30th day. So tchilase b'pshia v'sayfi b'ainis in all these cases is potter because there's no chiyuv lezruzei nafshei. I have no obligation to be mezaris myself. What about by Nedarim? What about by Nedarim? I made a neder that I'm going to whatever it is, I'm going to do something, a shvua, I made a shvua, I'm going to do something within 10 days. Is there a chiyuv l'zruzei nafshei? Well, some sefer says yes. Some sefer says that in dinei nedarim, in hilchos shvuos, a person is supposed to, there's mechuyev to be mezaris himself, to be mekayim shvua, right away, not to wait till the last minute. There's a chiyuv l'zruzei nafshei. A person is supposed to be mezaris himself. Since you're mechuyev to be mezaris himself, so there, your pshia was a real pshia. Now, can I say it creates a chiyuv? It's hard to say, Rav Chanan's lashon, that it creates a chiyuv right away. You're not chayiv. If you did it the last minute, you're also off the hook. But since there's an obligation, l'zruzei nafshei, that's the svara of the Aguda. Sefer Aguda holds that you has a dim pshia. So the Aguda holds that any time you have mechuyev to be mezaris yourself and do it right away, then anytime you're not mechuyev l'zruzei nafshei, it's a normal thing to wait. So then, you're not mechuyev right away. Then chesrei sevayinus is an aimus. So he names on by tefillah, there's no chiyev to do it right away. There's a raya to this. I always, whenever I see this, there's a raya to it. There's a raya to this from Hilchos Aninus. An Einen, someone loses a relative. Someone passes away in the afternoon. An Einen doesn't daven mincha, right? He lost a relative, he doesn't daven mincha. What happens if someone loses a relative in the middle of the afternoon? He didn't daven mincha yet. And the burial is at night. What does he do with mincha? Does he owe a tashlumin for mincha or not? So many poskim hold, I think the Gadim brought the Pesach Tshuva, that you don't have to pay back mincha. Because you were never mechuyev in it. You were an einin. You were an einin. You were an einin. An einin is potter. You were mechuyev b'tchilas hazman. You were mechuyev in the back, in the beginning of the zman. That's not called that I have to pay back for the beginning of the zman. For the beginning of Zman, I don't have to pay back. Because I don't have a chiyuv to do it in the beginning of the Zman, that my pshia should be, that I should have to pay it back. I could have a kedar at the end of the Zman. It's a raya that the chiyuv is at the end of the Zman, not in the beginning of the Zman. Here, if you go to rule tefillas of pshia seifa bayinus, you could do tashlum. Because then, if you look at tefillas of pshia seifa bayinus, so by tashlum, by shmein esri and paskin, that you could repay. Here it's chilasi b'shia b'seifa b'ptor. An einin is not an einus. He's just not mechuyev. It's a raya that the ikas man is the end of his man. It makes things a bit complicated because the pesach tshuva is mechalati ma'ariv and shachris and mincha. It says ma'ariv, you are mechuyev to daven right away. The question is what his makar is. So I don't want to get sidetracked. But upon him, this is one. It's late to get to. It's a shem. Next time we're going to do on the amid base chilasi b'shia b'seifa b'ayinus also. So we'll come back to this, the Tumah Halachim. I want to tell you now that I'm not sure tomorrow, if I'll be here tomorrow or not. Either way, don't waste your time tomorrow. It's not Erev Kabbal Satayra. Gomit Beis, we're going to go through pretty quickly. So, first of all, the Nachlasi is very geshmak to learn through. It's in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Sin Reish, Tzadik Aleph, where all these are. It's very geshmak to learn through. And the Inyan of Tulasim Shir Sefer Bainus as well, although I suppose you find more on it in Bava Kama Daf Chaf Aleph than in Bava Metzia Daf Lam Bav, but okay.